Welcome to the Voices of Women Physicians podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tatiana Resnik, a practicing physician and a certified life coach. You will hear about inspirational journeys and practical tips from amazing women physician experts, as well as effective coaching and steps in your mindset. Welcome everyone to this episode of Voices of Women Physicians podcast. I am so happy to have here with us our special guest, Dr. Sherry Chu, and she's doing something really special. I would love you to listen about this. Welcome, Dr. Chu.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. First, let's start with learning a little bit about what you do, who you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're doing so many things in so many areas. I'm just really impressed.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am a pediatrician. I work in outpatient pediatrics. That's my main job. I'm also a mom of twins. And my story actually began probably around the time that they were born. So I went through a period of burnout when I had recently lost my mom, and then I gave birth to my twins, and trying to like work full time and doing all the things that you need to do in that chapter of your life. It was just very overwhelming and it was tough. And that's actually how I ended up landing on the road of like learning about lifestyle medicine, which we have in common. I know we're reading the book together, but that opened up my practice of medicine and also just my life to different opportunities and different things. And so to make a long story short, it landed me eventually to doing several things outside of my day-to-day job. So I started a blog or website called Wellness Pediatrician, where I talk about pediatric lifestyle medicine, because at that time, there really weren't many pediatricians in the field yet. And I really just wanted to spread the word. I really saw how lifestyle medicine made such a huge impact on my own practice of medicine, but also personally, like in my own life, and then also my kids' life. So I started doing that. And this is all born out of the time of the pandemic, where we weren't seeing sick kids in the office. So I did have extra time in that time of life. So I ended up starting a second business called Dr. Mom's Lounge. And this is the one I want to share with your audience more, because I know your audience is mostly women physicians. Yeah.
Yes.
So when I was early in my motherhood and my kids were little, I had this pressure, feeling that I had to do everything. And I think this is probably very common amongst us physicians, that we are used to doing things really well and excelling in everything that we try to do. And so I brought that to my mother life too. And I think that trying to do all of that, what I was putting pressure on myself to do and trying to do everything and trying to enroll my kids in all the things that everyone else is doing and take them to all the things that other moms were taking their kids to, plus work full time, it really was stressful. And I eventually came to the point where I realized that there's a skill and a value to sometimes saying no to things. And we, I think, as mothers, spend so much of our life planning and doing all the background work and what I've come to learn is called invisible work that you need to do to get things going. Even just planning to make a meal, even if someone else is cooking it, and even if someone else is doing the grocery shopping, you still had to figure out what the recipes were, and you still had to figure out what to buy and put on the grocery list. And sometimes those are the things that you're doing late at night and not sleeping, right? And so I started Dr. Mom's Lounge with really the mission of, are there things that I can do to really help empower other women physicians to save time on all those planning things that we have to do? Because ultimately, I want to have more time with my kids and my family where I can be present and spend that time that there's so little of it to begin with, and just really having meaningful time with my family. And so I figure if I'm meal planning, for example, let's say I'm putting together a whole meal plan and figuring out the recipes and figuring out the ingredients. And again, I'm using my lifestyle medicine background to figure this out. So trying to make meals that are healthy and have plenty of plants in them. What if I could share that with other people?
What a wonderful idea.
Yeah, and then give them like a whole meal plan. So that's part of what my membership is about. And one of the things that we offer in Dr. Mom's Lounge is I curate recipes and put these plans together every week for 5 days a week for 3 meals and 2 snacks each day. And I send them out to my members once a week. And so I don't think anyone actually follows the entire plan. I don't even follow the entire plan recipe by recipe, but it just sometimes takes a thinking out. If I look at my plan, if I hadn't planned anything for this week and I just look at the plan I'd put together for this week, I can say, okay, today was going to be kale, butternut squash, and tortellini soup. And then I can make it just as it says in the recipe, or I can make it my own, or I can substitute ingredients for like spinach I have in the refrigerator already. So it just takes some of that thinking, and it makes it more likely that I'm actually going to cook than go out to buy something, because I just don't have like the mental energy energy to figure that part out. So that's one thing.
It is so helpful. It is wonderful, really. We are doing it. And for our listeners, we always try to eat healthy, but we're busy and it's no time really to think sometimes. And it is so wonderful to get those curated recipes, not from just anybody, but from actual lifestyle medicine physician, from her own lived experience, who does it herself. It's how she feeds her family. And to have it delivered to your mailbox is like wonderful.
Thank you. And it's fun because my kids will also look at the meal plans and they'll help me make them. And they'll like, oh, that recipe doesn't look good. I don't think people will like that. Or they'll be like, oh, that one looks good. And so it's fun because they'll give input too. So especially for families who have children. Granted, my kids are pretty open to trying new things and that may not work for everybody. But I think always, even if your kids won't eat the things that you cook, if you're making them, they're getting exposed to them in other ways. Let's say they help you cook and let's say they never touch it besides helping you make it. They don't eat it. But they've now experienced, what does kale feel like? What does it smell like? How does it chop? How does it go together in a dish? And I think when sometimes when kids get in the kitchen and they really have some ownership in what that dish came from, they're more likely to try it. And if they don't, that's okay. But you've actually introduced them the idea. They could now identify if it said, hey, what's a green vegetable? They could say kale because they've experienced it, even if they never ate it, right? So I still think there's some value into all that, even if your children are not quite as open to trying new flavors. They eventually will. Most kids, I find in adolescence, start to become a little bit more adventurous with their palate. So just keep trying.
It is so helpful. And for our listeners, I'm a life coach and I help women physicians who want to start something new and follow their passion. And frequently my clients have this problem, lack of time. It's so many priorities, so much to do. And it is wonderful to have additional resource, to have something which can save you time and unload this extra mental burden of deciding what to cook for dinner today.
And that's just one thing. So the other thing that I do is I actually have a free Facebook group just for women physicians called Life Hacks for Lady Docs. And this is just a fun passion of mine. I always love finding little tips and tricks for life things, because if things, anything that save you time or save you money, I come across these things all the time. My friends who know me personally will know this. They're like, oh, do you know a good life hack for like doing this? And sometimes I actually have tried it or heard of something. I'm like, oh yeah, I heard that before. So I started this Facebook group so that I could just share all those random weird life hacks and travel deals and deals on clothes or whatever things that I find in that group. And so that's fun. I'll share it there. But again, the whole purpose of this, like, how can I save people time? How can it save me time too, right? How can I save us money? So that's the other thing that I do for fun.
This is wonderful. It's my favorite.
The other thing I thought of for my Dr. Mom's Lounge business, again, I'm trying to think about what can I do to help people save time? I feel like there's so much research that goes into doing these things for our kids sometimes. Like, for example, I'll tell you a story. So when my kids were in kindergarten, they had to do this school project called the Leprechaun Trap. And the leprechaun trap is, the whole purpose is like a STEM project where you have to create some kind of contraption that you would be able to capture a leprechaun in it. And so I didn't know what this was. Like, I had to do the research. I had to Google it. I went on Pinterest to like, what the heck is leprechaun trap, just to even help my kids get started with materials to know what to like make this thing out of, right? And so I thought, well, I already did all the research to figure this out. What if I can put together a cheat sheet that has all the things that you might need to purchase for a leprechaun trap and linked to Amazon to be able to just buy leprechaun footprint stickers or gold coins or whatever things you'll need for this leprechaun trap, because I think this is a project that other schools do too, then I've saved someone the time of researching it. So we put together cheat sheets like that for our members as well.
It is wonderful. So many things you're doing and it's so helpful. And I especially like receiving an email or reading in your Facebook group those little life hacks and such little ideas. Each one of them making your life just a little bit easier. It's so fun.
I think it's fun to find them. Although lately I haven't been finding as many as I was. So I hope that other people can post in that group too, things that they find, or just send me a message. Sometimes people do, they'll send me a message. They're like, hey, have you seen this TikTok? This has like a life hack for curling your hair at night or something. And then I'll just post it.
Oh, it is wonderful. And what are your three favorite life hacks? Something easy, something what you would recommend as a woman just to save time?
Yeah. Well, one of my biggest life hacks, which is new for this year, is I learned how to cook dishes in the microwave. So I haven't posted about it yet because I'm still testing the equipment that I've been using to do it. It's a special dish from a company. So I'm not going to share what it is yet because I want to just make sure that I really stand behind it before doing that. But I've been able to, with this cookware, microwave fish in 5 minutes. And it comes out perfectly moist. It's not dry. My kids say this is their favorite way for me to cook fish. So that's one thing I've been doing lately. There's a company called Delete Me, and they basically like search the web and take all your personal information off the internet. So I did that one this year. There is now a new service from Doximity, and I forgot the name of it, but it basically does that same service, but it's for free. So you can find that on the Doximity website. So that's one that I've really liked. And then I think all the travel stuff. I mean, obviously Devin Gibble has that appointment to first class group, and anyone who's interested in learning how to travel with points, like that's been like my biggest life hack lately, is learning how to really accrue points and travel with points. So that's another one that I'll post things that I see, but really the main place to go for that is her group.
Oh yes, she was one of our guests, and she has wonderful, wonderful talk about points, and I'm just so impressed.
Because I enjoy shopping. Again, I try to shop more than what I would shop anyway, but then you can shop smart, right? And you can shop through places like Rakuten and earn extra points through your Rakuten purchase, plus the points in your card, and then apply them to travel down the road. So that's what I've been having a lot of fun with this year.
Oh, yes, it is wonderful. And also, if you would like to tell a little bit about our book.
Oh, yeah. So I collaborated along with you and 33 other women physicians just to share our story about how lifestyle medicine impacted our life. And the story I wrote about goes back to that time I started talking in the beginning, when I had just newly become a mom and I recently lost my own mom, and how I think at that time of my life, I just wasn't taking care of myself. And I just didn't feel like I had the time to, and definitely put myself towards the bottom of the list. All these other things came first. And the thing that suffered the most was sleep, which naturally happens when you're a new parent anyway. But I think there were times my husband would tell me, okay, I got the kids, you should go to sleep, because he saw how I was struggling. But I'm like, no, I think I want to watch this movie or scroll my phone, because I just needed like that brain break, right? Because I wasn't prioritizing sleep. So I figured, I'm like, well, when I was a resident, I didn't sleep every 4 nights. And even on the days I wasn't on call, I didn't sleep that much. And I was fine on like 6 hours of sleep. That was a good night, right? Back when we were residency. And so that's how I lived my life, my early motherhood. And even the times my kids didn't wake me up at night, I was still not going to bed on time. And so I think once I got into lifestyle medicine and really saw how important it was that we put good fuel into our bodies and eat more plants and get more sleep and exercise, once I actually started doing those things, which is what they encourage when you learn about lifestyle medicine, is that you really need to walk the walk, I started to feel better, which makes sense. Take care of yourself, you start to feel better. But then I think that gave me the energy to do all these other things that I do.
Oh, yes, it is so important. And anything else you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, I think that for anyone who's a mom out there, and I work with so many moms in my personal pediatrics practice, and I've lived my own motherhood, anyone who's struggling, I would just say that it's so important to define what your values are in life, and to just really sit down and think about it and write it down. And then when it comes to making decisions about what you want to spend your time doing, just ask yourself, does this align with my values? And if it doesn't, then it makes it so much easier to say no. So I'll give you an example. So there's so many little things that parents do these days with their kids that wasn't around when I was a kid, like Elf on the Shelf, for example, that wasn't around when I was a kid. And so when my kids were in preschool and kindergarten, I would see my Facebook feed, like their friends' parents were doing all these funny little Elf on the Shelf scenarios and posting them. And they were funny and they were fun, but I just did not have the mental bandwidth to think about it and to do it. So I decided at that point, and my husband wasn't into it either, so we're just like, no, we're not going to do that. But I felt so guilty for not doing that. I felt like, was I depriving my kids of some magical experience? But in the end, it didn't align with my values, and it was totally okay that I said no. And it's still okay if someone chooses to do that. If that's something that you want to do and it's fun for you and it aligns with your values, please, please, by all means, please do it. It just wasn't for us. And I think it took, now in retrospect, thinking, why did I feel guilty about that? It's totally okay that I didn't do that. But at that time of my life, I hadn't gone through any coaching yet, and I hadn't learned any of this stuff yet that I know now. And so that's what I would probably tell myself back then. It's like, it's okay to say no.
It is so true. I can relate completely. It took me forever to learn to say no. It's just ridiculous. But yes, it's so important when you do something that aligns with your values, and it actually allows you to live your life in the best way.
Totally. You probably coach about that a lot in your coaching business, I bet.
Yes, a lot. It's so surprising how many of us have the same problem. It's so difficult to say no.
Well, it's so easy to just live your life on autopilot. And when you live your life on autopilot, you end up saying yes to the same things everyone else around you is saying yes to. to, right? And all of us have the same 24 hours a day, right? But particularly if you're someone who is working either part-time or full-time as a physician, your brain is in that space, those hours a day, which means your brain that needs to spend the time doing all these other things at home and with your kids, it's got limited time to do that. And you have to reserve and carve out a space that's literally just for you. I sometimes tell my new parents, my new moms in particular, that I really encourage them right from the beginning to really work as a team, especially with those overnight awakenings. I talk to these new parents. It's like, you have to try to divide that work at night into shifts so that you get chunks of sleep. And this is something that I had to learn the hard way when I was a new mom, because as the pediatrician in the family, type A personality, it was so easy for me to take over. And beginning, I'd be like, I'm supposed to breastfeed. I need to do all the feeds. And my husband wanted to help, but I almost wouldn't let him. And I see this happen all the time from my own personal experience. And my husband, at one point, he saw me like falling apart. And he was like, no, we are changing the plan. You need to go to bed at 8 o'clock and sleep for 4 hours. And I will take over all the care in that 4 hour block. And then he was back to work pretty soon after I had the babies. So he went to sleep at midnight. And then I took over that midnight. But having had a 4 hour block of sleep where I completely let go and had no responsibility at all, even if I heard them cry, I'd be like, okay, nope, that's not me. He's got it. And it allowed me to rest, which is so important. And so I tell new moms this all the time, like, you really need to carve some chunk out of the day for you, whether it's like, just go for a walk for 15 minutes, go to Target, allow yourself that time. Because it's just so important for mental health. And it's important for you to feel and maintain like who you are and really feel like you're still you.
Yes, it's actually so important. I actually am doing it myself and I'm recommending it to my clients now to put an actual calendar, specifically designated block of time just for rest. Whatever rest means for you. Is it walk outside or is it just lying down with your eyes closed and nice music? No matter how small it is, 5 minutes, 1 hour, plus anything, but it needs to be actually scheduled, because interestingly, when something's not on calendar, it gets replaced by other activities.
Right. It's so easy to fill in that space. Especially, I mean, and I have this problem too, like scrolling on the phone. Oh my gosh, I'm like so guilty of that. I had to put an app on my phone to basically like get mad at me when I'm on my phone. Like, it will give me an alert, like, you've been on your phone for 20 minutes. Maybe you should put it down, or you've had like 25 pickups today. And so it's called off screen. And by the way, that's another hack. Maybe I should post that one. It's an app called off screen, which I've enjoyed because it'll like scold you. I mean, you set your time. So I set it for like, if I'm on my phone at 11 p.m., it will give me alert every single time I pick up my phone. Hey, night owl, put your phone down. It's time to go to sleep.
I love it. We all need it. Off screen. Yeah, I should remember. It's a good one.
Anyway, for any of your listeners who's a women physician, feel free to join our Facebook group. It's called Life Hacks for Lady Docs. You can just search it and you just have to verify that you're a woman physician, but it's free to join.
And I will add to our show notes so you can easily click and get there. Thank you so much for joining us here today and for sharing all of this. It's so awesome. Thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed it or found it helpful, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. Have any topics you'd like covered? Send me an email at joyfulsuccessliving@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram to connect at joyfulsuccessliving. Have an amazing week. See you next time. The Voices of Women Physicians podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not provide any medical, financial, tax, legal, or psychological services or advice. You are responsible for your own well-being, decisions, and results. Dr. Resnick is a practicing physician, but Voices of Women Physicians podcast is not reflective of the opinion of her employer. You should always contact a professional if you have any specific questions about your unique situation.